Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days, too. So check that out, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. You can see a picture of Dr. Nels and Linda ready for the show and Linda's new haircut. And everybody looking sharp. And we are having a good time dancing around, watching the beautiful blue sky and the eagles. And I saw all of a sudden this big, huge black bird flew right over. It had a red head. Might have been a vulture. That's the only thing I know that's a big black bird with a red head like that.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but that sounds sort of like a turkey vulture.
Yeah, I saw it. It looked like, and you know, we normally see the turkey vultures soaring with their wings upswept. That's how you can tell it's a turkey vulture. But that one was flapping hard because it was on a mission.
Yeah. I've only seen them in person once. And that was, well, I don't know how many years ago. It had to be before the pandemic because Robbie and I were at the coast. And we got there. You know how dead stuff washes off. It was one of those unusual times when there was a big sea lion carcass. Right in front of, you know, Sandpiper where I was, right there. And so all kinds of stuff were messing around. Well, that's the first time that golden eagles came right there to that creek. So golden eagles, bald eagles. But then I looked down, there's all these birds, you know, and it was like seven turkey vultures.
Wow.
And I got all kinds of photo. Anyway, that was very cool. That was the first time I'd ever known turkey vultures. But so they're around.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of them out in our neighborhood. We see them all the
time. You see a lot of them out there. I saw them last night and it reminded me of Animal TV. And so I've got to tell you, there's some really, really amazing new shows I don't know that they're new, but to me they are on Animal Planet. But I'll tell you about that because I think we, as planned and ordered or called for, we do have a caller. Is that correct?
We absolutely do.
All right. So we are, you know, as phone calls always take priority, and she must have been listening because are we going to Bellevue and Diane?
Right on cue.
All right.
Bellevue and Diane. I mean, Diane and Bellevue. Whoops.
Hey, Diane.
Mercury
welcome
is still
to,
in retrograde.
That's all right. Yep. Tongue
morning.
Slips.
Your ESP was working great. I was listening and saying to myself, call while it's quiet.
Okay, because I could feel you so strongly doing the affirmations.
I was. Thank you for doing those every Sunday. I love those.
Oh, thank you. And of course, were you doing your own version of the Warriors of Light?
I was.
I knew it. Yes.
<it's> okay.
Oh, gosh.
I like them both.
I mean, but I love this. I mean, you know, and folks, it's a good reason, you know, when we talk to the first Sunday of the month, when we talk to the Ananda people and about learning to meditate, the more you meditate, the more you can do that, the more intuitive you get. I mean, I literally, I'm doing those affirmations, I had to focus my left brain fortunately, they're kind of automatic. I can do it, but I could hear Diane in my head and see her doing her version. It's like, wow, this is like, but how about that? I would manage to do our version and hear Diane's at the same time. And how cool is that?
Yeah.
Good
and then
job,
she
confirmed.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we're done. Let's go home. Anyway. Okay. Well, so I'm so glad you're out there because at least this will give everybody a chance to hear what Dr. Nels and Linda do. So how's the animal department in your house?
Well, I think Theo and Whiskers are doing okay. It's the mom that needs
help. It's the human. All right. Well, it is Mother's Day. And by the way, happy Mother's Day from Whiskers and Theo.
Well, thank you.
They love their mama.
They got up to tell me that this morning.
All right. And I imagine that Dr. Nels will tune in on Whiskers and and Theo, just to make sure everybody's in tune.
Thank you.
But and by the way, you don't have to have animals to call in today. And it is Mother's Day, so if you're a mother out there to humans or animals, give us a call. Linda would love to give you an animal world or a Mother's Day healing from her an animal world. So anyway, I am. Let's just turn Diane over to Linda. Are you ready, Diane?
I am, and I still have those pesky shingles, so I need energy today.
Okay.
Okay.
So let me just check in with you. I'm going to have you start, Diane, by thinking the sky is blue. It should be an easy thing to think.
Today, yes, yes.
Oh, yes. Gorgeous day. Hot, but gorgeous.
So I'm going to then direct you to think about the reason that you wanted to call. So just bring that into your thoughts. The number one reason you wanted to call today. And then set that aside and focus on the feeling of dependable. And the number four. And your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do some deep, slow breathing in and out. So just a very long, easy inhale. And then a long, easy exhale. Thinking dependable four.
Diane, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up towards the right and doing slow, deep breathing in and out, thinking dependable number nine. Dependable nine. Or four, excuse me. Dependable four. Can't read my own writing. Dependable four. I hope we can ignore the doorbell in the background.
And I've got whiskers tuned up.
All right. Wonderful.
Okay. Excuse me, Diane. Go ahead and breathe normally. I don't know if that doorbell was an interruptive effect on you, but
it was.
Do you need to attend to that
my
before
doorbell,
we?
By the way,
you know what? I think we need to time out and start over, because I think Diane, you had to go up. You had to answer the door, didn't you?
Yeah, I had to go and say I'm on the phone. And
all right, now the interesting thing is Mercury's still in retrograde, but as you started, Linda, I got a little slap from Spirit that said, you forgot to say what you were going to say before you started phone calls. Duh. So I wanted to stop you anyway, and then, so what did Divine Mother did? Rang the doorbell. Okay. So before Linda starts up again, for all of you that are listening, especially those of you that are too shy to call in or can't call in, you need to know that you can take advantage of this and get a surrogate-type healing for yourself. So as Linda is instructing Diane, you just do the same thing. And like as Linda was saying, think about the biggest reason for you to call. Well, you'd think about what's the biggest reason that you would call in about, right? Okay. And then you just follow what Linda tells you to do, and it helps and works for you too, right? All right. Okay. So now let's, now with everybody focused, we're all participating. And Linda, go ahead. And Diana, are we good? And your doorbell's done?
We're
for
good.
The, all right. Excellent.
We're good.
So let's see here. Let's go back to Diane. You're going to think about the reason you wanted to call today. And especially noticing how you feel as you think about the reason you wanted to call. And then setting that aside, focus on the feeling of sincerity. And the number three. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And we're going to have you go back to that very slow inhale and very slow exhale.
All right, Diane, you've got your eyes closed. You're doing slow, deep breathing. And behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. thinking sincerity, three. Sincerity, three. Sincerity, three.
Perfect. Breathe normally and with your eyes open, just gently tip your head forward and then let your head rise to a comfortable position and bring that thought about why you wanted to call back into your mind, aware of any feelings that are present. And that is complete. Hmm. And I'm going to have your affirmation be, I embrace the feeling of sincerity.
Would you say that again?
Yes. I embrace the feeling of sincerity. So you're just going to open and bring that feeling of sincerity close, noticing how much sincerity is within you and how much is all around you.
All right. That's wonderful. Now, Dr. Nels, you checked on Theo and Whiskers?
I did, and I didn't find anything I needed to rebalance with Theo. Whiskers needed a very light tune-up, just a couple of points on the left side of his body, and good to go.
All right. And I'm going to take a little bit of extra time here because something else flashed in my mind here. Because, Diane, you mentioned shingles.
Yes.
And, I mean, in my understanding, and correct me if you guys know something more about it, but shingles is, isn't that leftover if you had the measles when you were, you know, early in your life?
I think it's chicken pox.
Whatever, it's chicken pox or measles. The virus stays in your body. Uh-huh. And then sometime when you get older, it can activate again, and it causes a really awful rash on your skin somewhere, right?
Well,
yes.
Yeah, it's basically, you could call it like it develops an inflammation in the nerve, and that along the track of the nerve can become horribly inflamed and itchy, and you can get blisters and all kinds of things. It's really, really can be terribly uncomfortable. Yeah.
So I'm wondering, do either of you have any experience of working with patients with shingles?
I do.
Have you done this before, and has the best therapy been helpful in the neuroenergetic balancing?
Well, for my part, I have worked with people who have had it. I've had it myself as an adult.
Oh, okay.
And what I found for me personally was I had about a week of, I'd call it suffering. I did not feel good. Okay. I spent several days
in
bed just really not wanting to do anything.
Really?
Right.
Okay.
And then after about a week, I was like up and able to do things. But it took a couple weeks for me to get over it. And from what I have seen working with patients in the past was that it can take, you know, some of them take months. Now, when I work with them, I found they tend to accelerate through it faster.
Okay, so it speeds up the process of healing.
And of course, wonderful. I get the same kind of work done for me as I do for people by Linda and another friend. And of course, I also have, you might say, some of the tricks of thoughts and feelings I can do for myself. And so I'm pretty sure that's why I was able to get through
it in
a couple of weeks.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you next, too, because what that then reminded me of, it was a few months ago where you told us it's a really incredible story of how you healed your own skin with affirmation.
Right.
And so I'm wondering if that might be able to be applied, because, you know, I think shingles involves that rash on the skin, if that kind of stuff might be important, and if you might tell that story again.
Okay, yeah, because it's instructive not just because of the skin, but in the case of nerves and skin, they both arise from the same ectodermal layer as where embryos developing.
Okay.
And so they are intimately associated, the nerves and the skin. And that may be why skin might even respond better to affirmations than some other things would, because of that intimate connection. But the affirmation that I used that took care of a nearly lifelong skin condition I had was really simple. It was, I'm so thankful for my healthy pink skin. And so what you have to do is you make it an I am statement, and you make it very immediate. So I am thankful. It's like right now I am. You know, I am thankful for, and then you name what you want. It could be, in my case, healthy pink skin felt really good to me, so that's what I used. You might say comfortable healthy skin, or, you know, any...
Or calm healthy skin or something.
Something
yeah.
that makes you feel like this would be just exactly what I want. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you don't name the thing you don't want, like pain. You don't.
Yeah, no. Now, Diane, with what we're how it's affecting you... is it itchy? Does shingles make you itch?
Yeah, it was very itchy. It's starting to get better, but it's the nerve part on the inside that is still aggravating, and it actually pulls on the muscle, and then it pulls my back out of alignment. So I've been making too many trips to the chiropractor to... realign myself, and it lasts for a day or two, and then I can almost feel like the nerves pulling on the muscles.
Wow.
And it leaves me with an achy back.
Oh, okay. Well, so you may be able to find, now we know you probably can just keep it simple and embracing your affirmation, I embrace the feeling of sincerity. Mm-hmm. And that will cover the bases. But, you know, after all, but you think about what is it that you're feeling, you can create your own little affirmations for these sorts of things.
Yeah, I'm thinking of, I'm so grateful and thankful for my healthy nerves.
Yeah.
Healthy, calm, like that.
Yeah, healthy. And then if the feeling that you have is hot or itchy or whatever, try to think of the feeling that you really want, which might be like cool or comfortable or, you know, something where, or soothing or, you know,
calm.
Anything that feels that calming, cooling, soothing kind of way, that's the kind of vibration you want to bring into it.
The other thing about healing with affirmations is you can make them more powerful, not only through finding the words that feel right, but also holding an image in the mind that goes along with that. So if you can envision, like you may have a picture in your head of a nerve, and it doesn't have to be like the real nerve. It just is like whatever represents a nerve. And you can just imagine it looking so, you know, in your mind, this is an image of a nerve that's so comfortable, and it's just, it works perfectly. And so while you're thinking whatever you're affirming for that nerve, you're also seeing it as being so, you know, exactly perfect for you. And that is even more powerful because we're engaging even more of ourselves into the healing.
Perfect. That helps.
All right. And then this is for everybody, a general thing that came up that I discovered this last couple weeks. And I don't know that it necessarily would be helpful for you, Diane, but it is the time of year, and this is a homeopathic remedy. I've had it on my shelf for years, and I never had a chance to use it. Now, what it's in, you know, homeopathic remedies work for specific issues. And, you know, I've talked to you a lot about arnica that helps prevent bruising and swelling and all that kind of stuff. Well,
love arnica.
Yeah, I do too. You love it. Anyway, and homeopathic remedies tend to work really well for me. And the ones that you can easily get from Amazon are the Boiron, Boiron, and the little blue plastic vials, the little sugar pills that you put under your tongue. All right, well, this one is for itching and insect bites and stuff. Okay, now it's called Apis. APIS mellifica. APIS is what you need to know. And so, you know, it usually says, you know, for insect bites or for itching or something, itching like that. Well, you need to know, this is, you know, maybe too much information, but, you know, I just tell you guys everything. So since I had COVID in February, okay, one of the things that I happen to get that's, hang on, is that I got what apparently is a little COVID rash, okay? Like Jude had one on her back. It took her, it was a year and a half or 2 years before hers went away and healed. I've got something very similar, and apparently this happens in some cases. Well, I talked to Nels about it, and, you know, I've been working on healing it, so I've been using a similar affirmation. But the biggest problem was I could get it heals and stuff, but then when it flares, it gets really itchy, you know, and you just can't stop yourself from itching, and so you dig it up and you start it all over again, and it's hard. Well, Jude, I was in for my sound healing and stuff, and Jude said, well, you know, you might want to try some Apis, you know, for the itching. I said, you know, I think I have that in my, you know, shelf at home. I went home, sure enough, had two vials of it. So I'll tell you what, it's been a miracle. And for me, it's working. Like since I started using it, I'm really healing up, because if I start to feel the itching, I just do a little dose of the Apis. And, you know, for a week, so that's one dose, gone. It's just gone, done. Well, then it really started to flare up a little bit last week, and one dose wasn't quite enough, so I waited an hour, I took another one, and then it was done. But anyway, I've been able to control the itching with the Apis, and it works so fast and so good. I thought, gosh, you know, it's this time, you know, mosquito bites, all this kind of stuff. If you had, you could, these homeopathics work really well for our animals, and they take less than we do. So where I would take 4 to 6 little tablet, you know, little sugar balls under my tongue, I would give Robbie 2, or my cats 2. I'd give Robbie maybe 2 or 3. I'd give my cats 2. So they don't need much, but you just toss them in their mouth, and we take it under our tongue. But it could help your animals with itching, could help you with itching. But I want you all to know about it just because it's really good. All right. So, Diane, thank you. And happy Mother's Day.
And to you, too. And I will get some of the Apis. And something else, in case you're interested, that the naturopath told me to get is a homeopathic called Hypericum that's supposed to help with the nerves, the nerve pain. So I've ordered that, and I will get this Apis.
I have. Now, Jude told me also about it's another thing that I'm spraying on, and that may be what it is, but I can't remember. I'll have to look at it when I get home.
Okay, but that's
all right. But Diane, thank you so much for calling in and getting us started here with calls. And happy Mother's Day.
And thank you for having church for me on Sunday with the affirmation.
You're welcome. Blessings to you, too.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right. Now, I know we got to go on to other phone calls, but should we take care of advertisers first? All right. So we're going to take care of advertisers real quick. Caller, hold on, because you're next. Anyway, Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're halfway through this second hour of our Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and you can check them out at anandawashington.org. Find out about all the events coming up. You can find them on Facebook, Ananda Seattle and Bothell on Facebook. You can watch the service, Sunday services anytime because it's up there all the time after it's streamed live. And find out about all the great classes coming up, anandawashington.org. And, of course, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, is in Shoreline now and the Whispering Dragon Center in her home, and it's phenomenal energy. And just can't tell you how great it is to be there in person for treatment. She does chiropractic as well. Can do acutonic needle or acupuncture needles if you need that. But I find the acutonics forks are, and Linda's nodding her head, way more powerful and way more specific. And I really, really love the acutonics. In fact, I have forks in my purse, carry them everywhere. Anyway, check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call at 206-706-2836. Excuse me. All righty, then. It is time to go back to the phones. And by the way, if you'd like to join us and have a free healing session with Dr. Nels for your animals, Linda for you human animal, and we'd love to give you a Mother's Day gift for that, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And right now we are going to head to Seattle. And Alexa, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Good morning. Hmm. Thanks for taking my...
We got the wrong phone line or the bad phone line again, or what do you think?
No, seems like it's gone away.
Alexa, say something so we see if...
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now, and it looks like whatever that crackle was went away. Okay.
Oh, good.
All right. Telephone angels, just keep it gone, will you please? Thank you. All right, Alexa, how can we serve you today?
Yes, I am wondering if you can give me some insight into an aspect of an injury of mine that is causing me some trouble. I originally had a wrist and a shoulder sprain with a lot of tendonitis, and somehow, my work has been very difficult, it caused a secondary problem, which was diagnosed as upper cross syndrome, which is basically just the pulling of muscles across the chest.
Wow.
And that's good to have that, but to diagnosis, of course, but just to know. And so it's been a really tricky recovery. And there's one area near my rib, which I figured out has been causing me some repeated trouble, and I do not know where the source is, and I've actually been to a chiropractor who cannot figure it out either, other than it's just an entrapment. But it is right around my heart, which is why it's been concerning. It's in the middle of my chest, just below like the ventricle area, And it the reason why I'm calling is because lately it's been doing sort of this kind of like fluttering. And so I just want to make sure I'm not like falling into a AFib kind of problem. I don't know. I don't know what causes it, but it's definitely related to my right arm motion.
Okay. Well, now just so you know, let's remind you that none of us are medical doctors.
Yeah.
And Dr. Nels and Linda, and Dr. Nels is a doctor of chiropractic, but he's retired. He doesn't do that anymore. So just so you know, and a general principles, Linda and Dr. Nels, they don't treat or diagnose. But
yes.
That doesn't mean they don't know stuff and can't tune into stuff and all that sort of thing. Now, I kind of already know that they don't really need to know these things, and it's unlikely that knowing what you told us would change what they would do, because they just tune into your body anyway. But as you were telling the story, both of them were tuning in, and Nels was gone. Okay, and there. So I want to start with just talking to them. If there's anything that either one of you want to talk about related to what Alexa's talking about and asking about before Linda gets started with her.
Right, right. Well, one question, and this is for edification for our other listeners too, and that is, when you mentioned work, Alexa, and you know, is it like emotional stress at work?
Oh, it's both.
Okay.
It's both. It's becoming both, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean emotional and physical?
Yeah.
It's mostly physical. I work in healthcare. It's mostly physical, but there's an emotional component that's picking up now.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know Linda has been getting some insights and is delving deep. Maybe while she's doing that, I just also am wondering, is there a particular movement that you make? Probably with that arm or hand or wrist or whatever. Is there a particular motion you make that is you do every time you do it, it hurts?
Yeah, it usually comes up if I'm bending and reaching.
Okay. All right. So
something has to do something with my right eye. That's all I know from the occupational therapist I saw about it. But
interesting.
We're all stuck.
Okay.
We're all stuck. But I know that that's why I'm calling, because it's like out in the ether there at this point, and I think it's probably better to
right.
get your feedback.
Right. So what I'm wondering is, can you, in this moment as we're on the phone, actually do something that will recreate the pain?
I think if I, sometimes I think it's from, you know, like, stuck breathing or something. Like if I find that the one thing I can't do very much is really breathe into my belly very easily.
The full breath situation. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Something about that right now seems to be a problem. And there's something about the bringing the breath back up, but.
Well,
what
if you took a deep breath now? Why don't you try that? Take a deep breath and see if that hurts.
No, it feels better. It's just that largely when I'm working, that breath doesn't happen.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Linda's, I think, really honed in on some things, so we're going to switch you over to her.
Okay. Well, let's turn over to Linda here. So,
hi. I am really, honored to work with you today. And, this may seem a little out of left field, but I was checking in while you were talking with Nels and Martha. And what I'd like you to do is think of this date. This is a date in the future. And it doesn't mean anything's going to happen on this date. It means that there's something that you think about that's about this distance into the future. And when you think about it, it causes a problem in this moment. So I'm going to have you think the date, May 29th, 2025. Just keep thinking that in your mind. May 29th, 2025.
May 29th, 2025.
Then set that aside and focus on the feeling of tranquility. And if there's any image that resonates with the feeling of tranquility, something you could view with your mind, tranquility, and the number five. And your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And your breathing is going to be to take a breath into your abdomen and then exhale completely. Keep your breath held out as long as you comfortably can. As soon as it feels stressful or uncomfortable, let that breath back in and then exhale again. So keep inhaling and holding your breath out. Thinking tranquility five, closed eyes looking at the right side of your forehead.
All right, Alexa, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. You've taken in a deep breath and fully let out your breath, and you're holding that breath out for as long as you comfortably can, replacing and letting it go again whenever you need to, all the while thinking tranquility five. Tranquility five. Tranquility five.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, gently tipping your head forward, you're just going to tuck your chin and tip your head down, and then let your head come up to a comfortable position. And then let your mind go back to May 29th, 2025. And that is released. So I'm going to invite you to think the sky is blue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's everything we needed to do right now. Your affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of tranquility. And when you are thinking that affirmation, envision something that to you represents tranquility. I embrace tranquility.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, wonderful. Now,
and I want to say one other thing, which is that I do a free session either in person or on the phone for anyone who hasn't used my services before. So if you're interested in that as well, get a hold of me through my verticalenergyworldwide.com or just call my phone number, 206-841-1992.
Yeah, and I was just going to go there because sometimes just having one treatment with a neuroenergy imbalancing is miraculous and resolve stuff. But often it takes a series of treatments to get you through. So you want to see how you do with this, okay, and keep the energy going. But you absolutely need to take advantage of Linda and the free session. Okay, because then she can. You can go in and see her in person at the Interspace facility at the old Rainier Brewery is where her office is, or she can work with you remotely over the phone or Zoom or something. But you definitely want to do that, and it might require some going forward, depending on the whole thing. But do stay in touch with this because it sounds like you really know what's going on and you've had a lot of good medical support and stuff. And so when you're doing all the right stuff, but there, you know, you run into these things, that's when this stuff can be miraculous. Okay. Uh-huh. So it might be the kicker. Now, the other thing I want to know, though, is that you said that you were you have a chiropractor you work with. Is your chiropractor, and forgive my, but is your chiropractor a cracking chiropractor? Does he crack you?
No, no.
Okay.
No, it's like more like network. It's a
okay. All right, that's what I wanted to make sure that because not that it's bad.
Mechanical.
But I've learned from Jude that sometimes that doesn't heal it. It keeps it going rather than, so you need someone that's not doing that type of chiropractic. But I don't know, and Nels, obviously that's your field of expertise.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I used to do you know, regular adjustments and then gradually transition to a lighter force. And then now,
no force.
Call it no force, but it's actually the ultimate force.
Right, right, exactly. All right, Alexa, I think we've done what we can do. Or for anybody that were wondering where I would have gone with that, if Alexa had said, well, yeah, my chiropractor, you know, what I would have told her and then all of you in general to remember Jude Ponton and Whispering Dragon Center. Because she is a chiropractor that doesn't do the forced cracking stuff. And, man, she's got some tricks up her sleeve. She knows some things. And I had worked with chiropractors, really good ones, for 20 years or more before I started working with Jude. And the difference in what she does and what, especially when you're talking about those ribs and a lot of stuff, was miraculous. And she solved problems for me that had never been resolvable the other way. So just letting everybody know that. All right.
Yeah. I want to thank you all. It's really very helpful, and I will definitely follow up.
Great.
All right. Thank you so much for Alexa.
Keep this going in a better direction.
Wonderful. All right. And will you call us back the second Sunday of next month and report in? Okay.
Sure.
And then you can also, next week, Natasha will be here, and she sees energy. So you might want to call in next week just to have her look at the energy of the whole thing and see if she can shed any light on this stuff.
Yeah, okay.
All righty. Thanks, Alexa. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you all. Thanks for your show.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. God bless. Bye-bye. I think we got advertisers to catch up with, don't we? And we still have phone calls, so we'll take care of advertisers as quickly as we can and hopefully get to your phone calls straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're excited to tell you that Conscious Talk is back for 2023. Conscious Talk will continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll also share Conscious Minutes on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Friday.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is on Fridays, where we'll continue to give you back to yourself.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I'm checking on the temperature. thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, we heard from NuPro. Check them out, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And you, once you read about it and decide what you need on the website, then you can purchase from Amazon or a lot of local pet stores carry at least the dog supplements. And, of course, we heard Dr. Nels Rasmussen again. Check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. You can talk to him for free. Just go to the website, fill out the little contact link, and he'll arrange a phone call to chat with you about what's going on with you and your animal friends. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, please come join our Animal World family of advertisers. Shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, we are going to quickly get back to the phones and see how much we can accomplish here before we'd love to train again and get into the last hour of the show. We're heading to Lake Stevens. Tina, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Linda Rasmussen and Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Hey, Tina.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Tina, of course, we know well, and she's our what is she? She's a belly dancing, hula hooping, arrow shooting on horseback gal.
And fix it queen.
And fix it queen. And my friend. So, all right, did you break your body again, Tina? Or what,
I haven't done anything new. It's just that, you know, if you were to start with the toes on my right foot and then go to my left knee and my left shoulder, and, you know, it's just, but I've got, my knee has been bothering me a little bit more, and I'm working at an office a couple days a week temporarily, and I'm going up and down these really narrow, steep stairs. So that kind of aggravated it. And then the last weekend of the month, I've got a 6-day training and competition. So I want to, I want to be able to keep
up. So you need Linda to straighten out your body here and get you in balance,
yes.
Huh? All right. You got anybody in the animal department that needs Dr. Nels working while Linda's working on you?
Well, Miss Kitty could use a little energy. She's still hanging in there. She's eating and getting around, but she has an occasional seizure, and so she could use a little love this morning.
Okay, what does Miss Kitty look like? Just so Nels can be sure.
I don't know if you'd call her a tortie or a tiger. She's the kind of gray brown.
You're getting a connection.
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Nels has got that. So you. So, Dr. Nels, you can tune up Miss Kitty.
Yep.
All right.
Will do.
And then, Tina, I'm going to turn you over to Linda.
Thank you.
Hi,
Thanks,
Tina.
Linda. Good morning.
Good morning. So, I'd like you to think of someone that you love and really miss. Just bring that person into your thoughts. Have you got someone?
Uh-huh.
Okay, think of them. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focus on the feeling of stable.
Stable?
Stable. And the number 4. And this energy is in your heart in particular. So really bring this idea and energy of stable into the center of your chest. And take a deep breath in and hold it in as long as you comfortably can. Your eyes are going to be open and just looking straight ahead. Thinking stable 4.
Tina, your eyes are open. You've taken in a deep breath and you hold it as long as you comfortably can. You can exhale and replace it at any time. You're looking straight ahead, thinking stable 4. Stable 4. Stable 4.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And then with your eyes open, tipping your head forward and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then thinking of that person that you love and miss. And that is complete. And if you would, think the sky is blue. There's something else we need to do.
Yeah, we've got time.
So continuing to think the sky is blue. Think of the physical issue that you are most interested in experiencing healing improvement or relief, whatever the one thing is, bring that into your thoughts. And then setting that aside, focus on the feeling of grief. Grief and the number one. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And take a deep breath in and hold it in as long as you comfortably can.
All right, Tina, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead, taking in a deep breath and holding it as long as you comfortably can. You can let it go and replace that breath anytime you need to. All the while thinking grief, one. Grief, one. Grief, one.
Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, letting your head tip forward, then raising your head to a comfortable position and thinking about that area that you most want to heal, experience relief. And that is complete.
Yay.
And that is all we need to do. The affirmation is, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of stable.
Alrighty, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of stable. That sounds like a good energy, Tina.
Yes.
All right. Thanks so much for calling Animal World, and take it easy on your body, and remember your affirmation.
I will. You guys have a wonderful day. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, stay cool. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. That obviously wraps us up for hour number one. Going to slide us into hour number two. We were going to do our love train and get our exercise in to get our juices flowing. And then we will come back to the phones after the top of the hour. So, Bettina and Sue, hold on to your lines. We will get to you as soon as we start the next hour. And remember that you can't avoid this part of the show. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet and join us on the love train, because I'm going to cruise through and pick you up. And I always energize up the music with our yogi energization prayer to get us extra good jujus for the rest of the day and the week and all of that. So here we go. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. And Animal World continues with more of your phone calls straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.